The Devil's Advocates, the fix for political junkies everywhere.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the happier happy hour. It rolls on, especially when you call us, 844-967-2789. I see you, CJ. I just think you should cool your heels. Eventually, we'll get to you, though, if you're patient. Dom, I got a little bit more to add to the story. Gableman said today, Gableman, the special sauce prosecutor, the corrupted former Wisconsin Supreme Court justice, said, "This is an important topic, and there's a lot left to do. I will be back."
I'll be back.
He's not done yet.
How's he getting paid, or is he doing this one for free?
Well, I'm not clear if he's under contract. We talked about that again with our fine guest prior, Daniel Lenz. You know, the lack of a written contract, something of an issue, but, you know, he wasn't here to litigate the ethics of Gableman's actions. Here's what Tony Evers had to say. "This circus has long surpassed being a mere embarrassment for our state. From the beginning, it has never been a serious or functioning effort. It has lacked public accountability and transparency. It has been a colossal waste of taxpayer dollars." A little bit more from Tony. "Any mere condemnation of this effort rings hollow. It has to end. Enough is enough. Republicans in the legislature have always had the ability to end this effort. I call on them to do so today." My understanding, Gableman's just getting started. He plans on continuing this effort. Where he goes from here, Tom, nobody knows.
"We will be back in some form."
Yeah, it'll be like a fungus under your toenail. He'll be back.
Crudy, apparently, according to the Journal Sentinel, some Republicans are showing an openness to this idea. The committee chair of the Assembly Elections Committee, Rep. Janelle Brangen, you know, the one who was funded for her Arizona frauded cyber ninja
Mayor Cooper bus, baby,
by Christina Bobb, who's been subpoenaed today by the committee. Here's what she had to say. "I think there's a path towards decertification, but I have to say that at this point, there's a lot of bumps in the road." Yeah, it's called the Constitution. A Republican Rep. Dave Murphy, Curdy's buddy from Greenville, that's my neck of the woods, Wisconsin, a member of the committee, said the bar for decertifying an election needs to be extremely high. Quote, "To undo an election would be extremely detrimental to our republic. This is very destabilizing. And on the other hand, elections that are stolen, that's also destabilizing to our republic." So, I mean, we have to look at this with an open mind from both directions.
You know, Dominic, I actually went to one of these Wisconsin Voter Alliance rallies, and Janelle Brangen was there, and Dave Murphy was there, and I noted the fact he's from your old neck of the woods, Greenville, Wisconsin. And I interviewed Dave
Murphy. Where the action is, just for the record.
I interviewed Dave Murphy that day, and today I referred back to that video I had captured, that little exclusive. Now, it was outside, there was a rally going on. I'm not going to bore the audience with bad sound, but here, and I paraphrase, but I did write some notes, he talked about the illegitimacies in process in former elections, and I said, "Could you give me an example, Dave?" And he said, "Sure, the Supreme Court race with Dan Kelly." And I'm thinking to myself, really? Well, that's the Jill Karofsky race, right? Or no, that was the Rebecca Dallet race.
So what, the Republican lost? That's how they roll.
163,000 votes the liberal won by, right?
What, wasn't close.
It wasn't real, real close. And I would point out, his contention is all the Democrats had voted early and absentee, and all the fine Republicans that would have supported Dan Kelly up in Green Bay, well, they were standing in the rain. And I'm thinking, you let a little rain melt you? You're that sweet? But, I mean, that was like his big, that was his bee in his bonnet. Is Democrats had voted absentee, and as fate would have it, it rained on election day, and Dan Kelly lost. And I'm thinking, but he lost by 163,000 votes. I mean, Scott Walker only lost by 30,000. Trump lost by 20,000. the prior Supreme Court race, that was actually the Dalit, that was the Neubauer-Hagedorn race. That one decided by 5,600 votes. The rain didn't depress 163,000 Wisconsinites.
Listen,
it was far more likely even Dan Kelly's ruling that people had to go vote in person during a pandemic might have had some effect on the voters of the state of Wisconsin. Maybe they want to punish
think,
the guy.
You think? But even so, even if the rain, if the elements kept away 160,000 votes, well, that's not voting irregularities. That's just people deciding, you know what, I don't care enough to go vote. Isn't that so? What your solution is then is to what? Make it easier to vote or make it harder to vote? So, I mean, they want it easy for their folks to vote, but they want it hard for the people vote against them to vote.
Easy
I mean, this
to
is
vote,
just,
hard to cheat.
Come on. It is so disingenuous. And to equate, you know, and to, you know, throw out there that elections are stolen. Well, what election was stolen? And what proof do you have of that? Because you know what, I don't want to live in a representative republic where my vote doesn't count and elections are stolen. If that is the case, absolutely we should make sure that never happens. But has that been the case? No. Donald Trump was seeding this lie for a year before he lost. He knew this was coming down. And now everybody, all the Republicans have just been festering on it, and it's been growing, and they're spreading it. They continue to spread it, but there is zero evidence of that happening. No one would want, Crudy, if this were to happen, if elections are stolen, as Mr. Murphy contends, certainly everybody should rise up against that. But that's not the case. You have
that's
no
what they
proof.
Did on January 6th.
Come on, but this is what I'm saying, though. This to say that a lost court case is reason to, you know, upend the Constitution. To say that the weather was too bad and so your voters didn't come out, it amounts to election fraud. I mean, these are not even close. They're not even close to what needs to be proven to show that something nefarious happened. Maybe the guy was a bad judge and people wanted him gone. Maybe Donald Trump, the twice impeached, one-term loser president, people were sick of his crap. We heard Senator Ron Johnson from the state of Wisconsin say it. If the voters had voted for Trump for the presidential ticket like they voted down ballot, Trump would have been president. Trump didn't get his own Republicans.
One more issue, Dom. You posted the Reuters version of the subpoenas, the January 6th committee subpoenas. And you mentioned the Cleta Mitchell, the former Foley and Lautner lawyer,
yes,
with the Wisconsin connections. And I think you mentioned another, the funder, the Miss Bobbs or whatever her name
Christina
was.
Christina Bobb from OANN.
But perhaps you didn't see it because it wasn't separately reported at the Reuters article. But there was one more subpoena today. Attorney Cheesebro. You know, Cheesebro, that guy that wrote the letter to Trump's attorney on the ground, Jim Troupas. That was the false electors letter. And that apparently originated with a solicitation to, you know, go find some false electors from Cheesebro to Jim Troupas, Trump's attorney right here in the state of Wisconsin, Scott Walker's buddy. And anyways, since we saw the culmination of that plan, I would call that an act of conspiracy. And I think the January 6th committee would like to get to the bottom of it. And, you know, I put a little more credence in the outcome of their report than what Gableman slacked out there. His little interim jabber, you know, the progress report. It's not,
yes,
it's like
yes.
The midterm grade.
That's terrible.
Well, you missed some of the testimony, Dom. I mean, the fact that he ran out old people and it was really horrible stuff. 844-967-2789. Nothing but fine callers like Wisco Paul. How you doing, Paul?
Hey, Paul.
Hey, good afternoon, Devils. Trump is behind all this stuff. I mean, here's Trump. He lost the presidency, legit. He lost the Congress. He lost the Senate. So he's a three-time loser, and he just drags this on. Hey, I got a quick question. I might have missed this. Is the MyPillow guy involved in this too, Crudy and Dom? Is he?
Only tangentially. Not directly. Oh. He's not part of the effort directly here in the state of Wisconsin, although he did come to the state of Wisconsin
Jams. Yeah.
To support Tim Rantham's campaign launch up north there, hey, in his old high school gymnasium where he scored 14 against the neighbor city one time. And he was a big deal in high school.
This whole thing is cuckoo for for Cocoa Puffs, man. The whole thing is crazy.
I
don't know what happened to the Republican Party. The Republican Party is, I don't even know who these people are. I know who they are. They're racist. I'm going to come right out and say it. Because you guys mentioned, what, six cities he's investigating and, what, two counties?
The Zuckerberg Five.
I hear that echoing.
Five. The number of the day is five.
At this point, I don't even know what to say about these people. I mean, it's just, you know, it's the whole thing. It's a crazy train. Is Trump ever going to leave? Is he going to have a hold of this party forever?
Well,
or what's the deal here?
He's threatening to run again. He said, we did it twice. We'll do it again. That was his latest at CPAC. Wisco, thanks for your call. Yeah, he's absolutely running again because it's the closest thing he's ever had to a get-out-of-jail-free card. And if there's a guy that needs a get out of jail free card right now, it's Donald Trump. So, you know, if he can just catch an inside straight on the river again and maybe a little support from Pooty Poot and some social media
and of course, rain. Lots of rain to keep Democrats from voting.
But it's gotta be pigpen style rain. Just rain on the Democrats. Don't rain on the Republicans. you know, against my better judgment, CJ, welcome. What do you got?
Hello, CJ. Happy Tuesday. What do you got for us today?
Well, happy Tuesday to you guys. You know, tonight is kind of an important night for the Commander Cut and Run President Executive Order. He's doing such a great job at 37%. And I wonder what topics he's going to avoid. Do you think he'll talk about gas prices, the border, Afghanistan, China, Taiwan, inflation?
CJ, I'll confess.
What topic?
I'm watching the Badger Purdue game tonight at 8:00. Tip off around 8, man.
CJ, let me ask you this. He could. I imagine he will address some of those things. What would you like him to address, CJ? What would you like to hear from the Commander in Chief?
I'd like to hear him say, you know what, President Zelensky, we're going to send you ammunition like Donald Trump did, and not a ride like I offered.
Wait, didn't Donald Trump withhold the ammunition for, you know, a favor?
No, he didn't. No,
didn't he say that? He said that, though, right?
He didn't.
Ron Johnson
he didn't say
that about him, CJ.
He gave him blankets. That's such a class act by they care
CJ,
so much.
CJ, why don't you watch the Badger game
so
with me,
much.
Man? Why don't we watch the Badgers? Either we'll both be happy or we'll both be pissed at the Boilermakers. And then we can read the transcript. And we can avoid, you know, overly politicizing this. Because if you watch it with this attitude, CJ, you're not giving the guy a fair shot.
CJ, was Trump's phone call to Zelensky a perfect phone call that got him impeached? What's your assessment of that phone call?
Zelensky said it was a perfect phone call. How about that, guys? Do you guys ever take into consider? You guys make Trump. President Biden is our president. He won. You know what? The state of our union is a catastrophe.
Zelensky was still waiting on the missiles when he said it was a perfect phone call, you realize. He was still being pressured to do so. As soon as this came public, he canceled the CNN interview, right, CJ? Didn't go out there and make any public announcements about an investigation of Hunter or Joe Biden. Well, that was the quo, the this for that, the missiles for the announcement of an investigation of Joe Biden.
I need you to do me a favor, though, CJ. Go read it, man. That's what he said.
At least he kept himself calmer today. I was a little worried about him. People even texted me, like, CJ's all butthurt. Come back.
Yeah, he'll be fine.
We will be back in some form.
Choose the form of the destructor.
It's the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man.
It's funny because he's fat.